Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Oh, look who's here. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am so well because you're here now. Well, Sheldon, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Shade. Who doesn't love Shade?
Oh, Shade.
I don't know a single person who doesn't love
Shade. Well, so today's theme for the show was I wanted to focus on like African music queens. Mm. And so I chose like all of these like iconic, not South African, so there's not any South Africans here, but they're all female artists that came from some African country. And so Shade originally was born in Nigeria. And she had a dad who was an academic, a lecturer in economics. And her mother was an English nurse. And at the age of about four, the parents divorced and the mother decided she was going to move back to her home country, England. And she took Shade with her. And her real name is Helen Adu. And they went back to England, and she was brought up like on the outskirts of London. And when she finished high school, she moved to London and she studied fashion design. And she was studying fashion design and evolved into a career in modeling, and eventually started like performing at clubs and things and became quite popular in the club scene. Actually, people used to get turned away from the shows because she was so popular, and formed this joined this band called Pili Pili with a guy called Stuart Matthewman, and they started writing music together. And one of the songs that they wrote was a song called Smooth Operator, which just like everyone and everyone loved it, and it secured her record deal. And eventually she released her first album called Diamond Life and in 1984, and the first single from that album was the song that we just heard, Your Love Is King. And it did so well, and it was like this big thing. But
isn't it quite crazy that that was her first single?
Yeah. And it's such a, I mean, it's so sophisticated.
Yeah.
And actually the genre of music was called sophisti pop because it's so sophisticated. And I mean, you can, like,
you can
feel it.
Yeah.
And so, and so that was Sade. And what I find fascinating about her, she's had a career from 1984 to today, and she's only ever released six albums.
This is just it.
Yeah.
This is just it.
The woman just takes her sweet time. She's not going to be rushed. I mean, the last two albums have almost had a 10-year gap between the last two albums. So it was like 8 years and then 10 years.
And when she's not recording, she's not off the scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, she's like a real wonder, and I just love Sade. Yeah, she's amazing. The music's amazing. She's one of my favorite artists. I didn't really get her in the 1980s, but as the years have progressed, I've started enjoying her more.
It's age.
Yeah, that's it.
What's our next song?
It's my one of the iconic Angelique Kidjo.
Yeah.
Her song called Agolo. Let's play that and have a chat.
Doesn't know
Angelique
Kidjo.
And
Yes, your mic is not on.
Okay, sorry. She's Angelique Kidjo is one of my. When she first came out with this song, I was like, "This is a banger."
She's a ball of fire.
Oh, I love it. She's got so much energy, and she's done so well in her career. So she was born in Benin. And then because of political turmoil in the country, they ended up leaving and moving to Paris. Mm. And then in Paris, Sade, whose father was from the Yoruba tribe, Angelique Kidjo's family were also part Yoruba and part Fon. And so anyway, at 6 years old, she started singing and performing. She was highly influenced by Huma Sakela, Miriam Makeba, Fela Kuti. Those were the big, Stevie Wonder. Those are the big artists that influenced her. This specific album was produced partially in Paisley Park, which is Prince's private recording studio. And it was produced by a guy called David Z, who did a lot of work with Prince. Mm-hmm. What I love about this, and what I love about Angelique Kidjo, is that the sound, although it's very African, it's been blended in with other elements, which has elevated the whole sound to a whole complete different level, which has made her such a distinguished artist. Mm. She wanted to originally be a human rights lawyer. Mm. That's what she wanted to do. But and then decided to study jazz in Paris. The interesting thing is that she's become an activist anyway.
Yes.
In the long run. And she's a
through
UN.
Music, yeah.
Yes. And she's a UN ambassador, and she's worked with UNICEF, and she's worked with the World Health Organization. She's done a lot of work with different people, 5 Grammy Awards, 14 Grammy nominations. She got a doctorate, an honorary doctorate from Yale University, which is one of the top. She's got 2 honorary doctorates. And it's just like she's had this phenomenal career. And it's like, as we were discussing in the break, it's like sometimes you think that your success is this. Mm. But actually, in the long run, the success that you're destined for can be bigger than what you initially expected. Mm-hmm. Like, so obviously a lawyer, but then became this iconic world leader in the music industry. Mm. So that I just love Angelique Kidjo.
That's fantastic.
So our next artist is an artist who was born in France, in Paris, but then at a very young age landed up moving to Nigeria. Her parents are both Nigerian, and her name is Asha. She's the youngest of the people that we're focusing on. Anyway, both parents returned to Nigeria about 18 years later. They moved to... They return to Nigeria, and then 18 years later, they move back to Paris.
Yes.
Anyway, and they move there, and she decides that she's going to study music, specifically jazz as well.
Yes.
Also influenced by Maria Makeba, the same, Fela Kuti, Nina Simone. So this rich musical background. The reason was because her dad was a cinematographer. And he had collected, because of his job, he had collected this amazing music. And so she was highly influenced by this music that her dad had in his collection. Anyway, she then went to study music in Paris. And the lecturers were like, you're already a star. You don't need to be here. Just go and do it. Just go out there and do your thing. And it's so funny because I've met people like that before where, they've sacrificed everything for this career in music, but they know that that's what they want to do. Anyway, she started doing the music thing and, similar to Sade, became really popular in the live music scene in the clubs in Paris, and then landed up securing a recording deal with this record label called Naive. And then that was the rest of her. Actually, at one of the... jazz festivals here in South Africa, at Zoo Lake, there's an annual jazz festival that takes place there. And the one year I went, and there was Usher performing. And let me tell you, she's a rocket. Woo. She is so brilliant. Like, just, she can really, like, bring an audience into her. Mm-hmm. Nothing flashy. She's not like a Beyonce. She's very cute and petite and whatever. And the song that I heard her perform at that jazz festival is the one that we're going to play for you now.
So, is this how we're wrapping?
This is how we're wrapping.
And I think we are going to see you not next week, but the week after.
Yeah, yeah.
Wish me happy elections.
Happy elections. I'm sure it's going to be a bumpy ride, so let's strap ourselves in, because it's going to be a rocky road.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.